It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Utah County Health Department has issued a countywide mask mandate effective immediately.
Behavior is what needs to change to make this work.
Utah's coronavirus spike. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the Utah County Health Department and Utah County Commission issued this public mandate last night. It'll last until October 20th unless they renew it. They say if the recent trajectory of cases are to continue, the healthcare system's capacity could be at risk. The public health order gives exemptions for children under 5 years old and those with conditions making them unable to wear a mask. The state health department says coronavirus cases in Utah County grew by 81% in the last week. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Our live team coverage continues with KSL TV's Matt Rascone, who reports a large percentage of the recent COVID-19 cases are associated with BYU and UVU.
BYU's weekly total has jumped from 76 reported week one to 467 cases reported last week, while UVU has gone from around 20 cases to 62 reported last week. The presidents of both universities sent a joint letter to students urging them to change behavior or they could be forced to close campus.
Meanwhile, Provo will be launching a $100,000 campaign to get college students to mask up. Mayor Michelle Cafusi says they're trying something different because young people are driving a major spike in coronavirus cases.
The mandate was in place prior to the students coming. Even with the mandate, the numbers have gone through the roof. So something I think we've all learned is the students don't really care about a mandate.
Students will be writing social media ads and coming up with other ways to get classmates to wear a mask.
The directive yesterday from Governor Gary Herbert moving Provo back to the orange or moderate risk phase of our coronavirus recovery means fans will not be allowed in the next two BYU football games at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and that includes this Saturday's game against Troy and the October 2nd game against Louisiana Tech.
The NBA has set December 1st as the start of the next regular season, but the commissioner is now expressing some doubt about that date. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the update. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we're down to only four teams left in the Orlando bubble, but for much of the NBA, their focus is already squarely on next season. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has said in the past that a December start may be in the cards, but in a recent interview on CNN, he admitted that January of 2021 may be more likely. Now, on the top of mind for many fans is whether or not they'll be allowed to actually watch those games in person.
The goal would be to play games in home arenas in front of fans. But there's still a lot that we need to learn.
Silver adds that some of the unknowns include how available rapid testing will be in a few months and how that plays into getting fans in arenas. He goes on to say that the goal for next season is to play a standard season. That means 82 games and playoffs. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth here. A Utah family says the pandemic could be affecting their toddler's development. They've been unable to get effective speech therapy for the little guy. Mask mandates and online appointments are tougher for speech therapy, which depends on patients seeing their mouths.
KSL TV's Ashley Moser has an in-depth report on Oscar, who finally started preschool last week and got his first speech therapy months after the pandemic began.
Three-year-old Oscar is like any other little boy.
Hey, come down this slide.
He loves to play outside and be with family. But when it comes to communicating, his way is a little different. Oscar has a neurological disorder called childhood apraxia of speech.
He doesn't know how to make the sounds to make words, so he makes the same sounds over and over again, and he thinks he's saying the words, but he's not.
Mom Jessie says early intervention is key.
The best treatment for apraxia is very intensive. It's daily.
But getting those crucial lessons right now,
he's made zero progress,
is near to impossible.
My son can't get speech therapy because he's not allowed to remove his mask under any circumstances.
But the delay that this is causing it's just so frustrating.
Oscar's therapist says in-person appointments have come to a standstill and says meeting face-to-face is crucial.
When I'm working with a child, sometimes I'm there and I'm touching their face and I'm saying, you got to make it a little smaller, it's too big, or we're going to make it open and then small.
She's tried online appointments,
but it's just so hard.
And is now working to get other face coverings approved.
The child can now see my face.
Until then, it's a waiting game. One Oscar's family is fighting to win.
Where it's not life-threatening, it absolutely is medically necessary. They need these services. They need to keep going, and we need to make progress.
Even though he's in school and getting speech therapy now in the Weber District, there's still a mask policy in place.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Only two more days of above-average temperatures for the Wasatch Front.
If we're looking for more of that fall-like weather, now that fall is officially here, let's just give it a couple of days. By Friday, we start with highs only in the 70s, and we're going to keep that going through the weekend and into early next week, and those morning temperatures are going to drop as well.
Grant says temperatures are going to be in the upper 80s today and tomorrow before falling into the 70s for the rest of the seven-day forecast.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.